From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The footsteps of a military honor guard carrying the casket of Senator Robert Byrd into the Senate chamber today, where the West Virginia lawmaker laid in repose. He died Monday at the age of 92. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports people have been paying tribute in various ways to the longest-serving member of Congress.
Senator Byrd's desk is draped in black velvet, a bowl of white roses on top. His casket lies before the dais, draped in the American flag. Members of Congress and staff stream through the Senate chamber, many stopping for a moment of silence in front of the casket, and then paying respects to Byrd's family standing by. After his last visit to the Senate chamber, Byrd will be taken to Charleston, West Virginia, for tomorrow's public memorial service in his home state. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
In fact, the senator's casket is now being carried out of the Capitol. President Obama, in his first speech on immigration change since taking office, says companies that hire undocumented workers must be held accountable.
We've already begun to step up enforcement against the worst workplace offenders. And we're implementing and improving a system to give employers a reliable way to verify that their employees are here legally.
President Obama, appearing at American University in Washington, D.C., also says immigrants living in the U.S. illegally need to get right with the law before they can pursue citizenships, that is, such as paying taxes. A gun battle against Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan leads to a large cache of weapons and drugs. NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Kabul and reports a Taliban leader has also been captured.
Afghan officials in Helmand province say the raid on an insurgent hideout left 31 Taliban gunmen dead and one local leader wounded and captured. Afghan television showed government troops with weapons they said were captured from the insurgents, including assault rifles and grenade launchers. NATO forces say they also seized about 20 pounds of opium during the raid. Military officials say they've killed or captured about 130 senior and mid-level insurgent leaders over the past 4 months. The military pressure on the Taliban comes as the Afghan government is calling on lower-level fighters to give up their weapons and return home. Just this week, President Hamid Karzai signed off on a program that would help reintegrate former Taliban members into society. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The death toll from suicide attacks on a Sufi shrine in eastern Pakistan today is up to 35. Local authorities say more than 100 people have been wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. Dow's down 42 points. This is NPR News. Scientists put a stop to a study designed to see if testosterone supplements improve muscle strength in older men. We have more details from NPR's Richard Knox.
Study monitors decided to stop the trial after 22% of the men using a daily skin gel containing testosterone suffered cardiovascular problems. That's four times higher than in the group who got a placebo. The problems included heart attacks, stroke, symptoms of heart failure, and one death. The federal government funded the study because earlier research showed that testosterone improves muscle strength. Diminished strength causes many older men to be less active, leading to a downward spiral in health. The study did show improved strength in the men who got testosterone. Researchers at Boston University did the study, published online by the New England Journal of Medicine. A half dozen other similar studies are continuing, with careful monitoring for any cardiovascular problems. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is using the nation's busiest train station to spur more people to speak up when they spot potential danger. She launched an information sharing campaign in New York City's Penn Station today with the slogan, "See Something, Say Something," inspired by a vendor who did just that back in May and helped police foil an attempt to bomb Times Square. Parts of northeastern Mexico are struggling through severe floods generated by Hurricane Alex when it struck last night. The storm since weakened into a tropical storm, but it is still wreaking havoc with heavy rains. The first hurricane of the Atlantic season mostly spared Texas, though it did spawn tornadoes. The ripple effect of the storm has also slowed down oil containment and cleanup in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.